Some medical marijuana dispensaries appear fortress-like, with barred windows, security guards, and minimal identification. By contrast, Sebastopol's Peace and Medicine occupies a pastel office on the town's main thoroughfare. Let yourself in, and aside from the recognizable herbal scent in the air, you could be in the waiting room for a dentist or optician. That's where Maggie Young, the member services coordinator for the dispensary, greets both familiar faces and newcomers, including quite a few visitors who are simply curious.
Maybe they come in and they are suffering with pain or anxiety, you know, or just curious. And so we have a plethora of literature, things that they can take home that really kind of helps to explain from the beginning all of the different cannabinoids and all of the possible benefits that those cannabinoids can possibly help you with.
But for those who are there as patients, she says there are two basic requirements: a California driver's license and a referral letter from a doctor.
One of the things that we have to do in order to comply with the law is to verify the recommendation. So a lot of times that is through an online verification system. We click and we verify right away. If it's coming from a regular physician, we do have to sometimes call the office or fax over a request for verification. So verification can take a day to a few days, depending on how quickly the doctor's office returns our call.
Once the paperwork is in order, a new member is admitted to the actual dispensary room, where someone like Ashley Nelson explains the choices they face in the glass display cases.
On your top shelf, we have all of our various concentrates. Concentrates are the extracted trichomes or resin glands of the plant matters. They can be a little bit more concentrated in their effect. The tags will let you know if they're dominantly indica, sativa, or a hybrid. Sativas can be more uplifting, more daytime appropriate, give you a little energy boost. Indicas can really help with bodily pain relief, can be a little sleepier, typically a more evening appropriate medicine, and a hybrid is a happy mix of both worlds.
There are oils and edibles, too, along with a rack of bright green starter plants for those interested in doing their own cultivation. Everything is clearly labeled with colorful names, basic provenance, and, of course, prices.
An outdoor medicine, which was grown without the lights and paying PG&E, will have a lower cost, and something that was cultivated indoors in an artificial environment will be greater. So we have eighths starting at $10 for an economy shake, which is great for vaporizing, roll your own, going all the way to a $54 indoor eighth.
But, Nelson adds, there is no direct link between price and potency.
The cost of cultivation won't really affect how good a medicine is. Just because it's less expensive doesn't mean that it's not going to have the best medicinal effects for a particular patient. The price point is just indicative of the cost of cultivation.
Patients can legally purchase up to 3 pounds of cannabis in a single visit, explains Robert Jacob, the founder-owner of the dispensary, but few people do. The average purchase is an eighth of an ounce, and most active members come in once or twice a week, he says, often trying new strains in the smaller amounts.
Patients typically want to taste something and try it and take it home and see how it's working for them for several days, and then come back and either buy the same thing or get something new. You know, we all like different tastes, whether it's our food or our cannabis.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.